All right. Well, I want to say thank you to the worship team. They did a fantastic job leading us in worship tonight. I want to go ahead and have you stand. I know you're at your home and maybe you even have popcorn in your lap right now or cocoa or whatever. But if you can stand right now without spilling anything, I want to do like we always do. And we stand and we lift the word of God above our head, and we're just acknowledging that God's word is so powerful, so significant for us. And tonight we believe that it is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We're grateful for it. Lord, thank you for your word. And we pray that tonight as we dive in, that you would transform us a little bit more. Thank you. And thank you right now for all of the people who are watching this live stream. I pray that you would bless them in their homes. And those who will watch this in the future, bless them and would you speak to them. Lord, your word says that when the scriptures go up, when it goes forth, that it does not return void. And we believe that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. Well, if you are standing at home, you can go ahead and be seated. I was thinking earlier today about what a privilege it is to be doing what I'm doing, because I'm really joining what I would say is an army of pastors right now who are doing their services online and streaming them, and they're not getting to share the word of God with their congregations. Maybe a few. There's a few here tonight that are listening, and it's really a privilege to get to do that, because this is a unique time. It's a time of uncertainty, and tonight I want to share a message with you called Accessing Our Asset. And I do believe it's a timely word. It's not actually what I was originally going to preach, but I felt like the Lord gave me this specifically for our very first streaming service, Accessing Our Asset. And you guys know I like to give a sermon in a sentence. And the sermon in a sentence for tonight is, the Holy Spirit is our helper, and he never withholds. The Holy Spirit is our helper, and he never withholds. What I want to do tonight is I want to start by defining the word asset. If you look asset up in the dictionary, you're going to find something like this, one of a few different definitions. And the obvious one is property or something of value. Money, maybe something you own. There's assets that we have in our lives. And another one, another definition is a useful or valuable thing, person, or quality. So a person can be an asset. A thing can be an asset. A quality can be an asset. Soma Church has some assets in the people that helped us be able to do what we're doing right now, streaming this service live, and there's a lot of technical things that go into that. These people are assets to our community. But there's a third definition that I want to share with you really quick, too, and it is something useful in an effort to foil or defeat an enemy, such as a piece of military equipment. Think bazooka or machine gun or grenade. But also they have listed here a spy. Okay, think of an asset as a spy. Now I want you to remember the definitions there, all of those, especially the second two, as we move forward. We've been in a series about the supernatural, and our focus has primarily been on the battle that's being waged in the heavenly realm. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. He goes on and he says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And if you've been here over the past few weeks, we've been breaking down exactly what he means when he gives that little list of what we've been calling spiritual beings that exist in the heavenly realm. But the last couple of weeks, we have been focusing specifically on our enemy, talking about getting a glimpse of our enemy. Who is he? What is he up to? What are his schemes? How does he work? And honestly, it's heavy stuff. When you start really thinking about the things that we've been talking about, it's pretty heavy. We're learning that there is a spiritual being that is very powerful, and his only desire is to destroy. His only desire is to devour. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it says that the thief, talking about the enemy, talking about the devil, Satan, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. His only objective, his only desire is to devour, to destroy. Tonight, what I want to do is I want to shift a little bit, still talking about the supernatural and even the heavenly realm, but I want to focus on something useful in foiling the plans of the enemy, something that will help us defeat the enemy. And as I was thinking about how active our enemy is right now, he's super active. All the things that are going on with this epidemic, the virus and those kinds of things, the enemy really is feeding on fear. He's loving the anxiety that the corona epidemic is causing. And really, he's pressing the attack on God's people. So as I'm thinking about this, kind of what he's been up to, his schemes, especially in this time of uncertainty that our nation and really our world is facing, I kept hearing this phrase, and it was, call in the asset. Call in the asset. And the scene in Jason Bourne, the Bourne Identity, the scene in Jason Bourne when Noah Vossen puts the kill out on Jason Bourne. Most of you have probably seen that. I love the Bourne series. My family and I, we love it. We watch it. But there's a scene where Noah Vossen says, call in the asset. And again, I'm a huge fan of Jason Bourne, but I kept picturing this scene where Noah's doing, hearing the word, picturing the scene. And he puts a kill out on Jason Bourne because Jason Bourne is a threat to him. He has this illegal black op program doing activities they should not be doing. And Jason Bourne got pulled into this. And you know the story. He snaps out of it and he starts coming against Jason Vossen's plans and all that stuff. And obviously, the assets in the movies are actually bad guys. And so you have to make sense of that with me here. The assets are bad guys. But the point that I'm thinking is when Langley needed to take out a threat, there were those who had abilities like no one else. They could call on these guys, these assets, and they could be confident that whatever the threat was, whoever the threat would be eliminated by these assets. Jason Bourne was originally an asset who was told, if you remember the scene, you will be saving lives. And that's how he got brought into it. Jason Bourne, he wanted to be a good asset. But I want you to listen to me. Thinking about this, Jesus has one thing on his mind, and that is saving lives. Saving lives. And seeing saved lives, I'll say it this way, live a full life. Live life to the full. Live life abundant. We just looked at John 10:10 earlier where it says that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus is the one who said that, and he followed that statement up with, but I have come that they may have life. That's very good news. Now I want you to think about this. Jesus spent 3 years on this earth saving lives and modeling to everyone around him, everyone who he came in contact, teaching people what a full life looks like. And then he went away. We know that Jesus went away. He went back to the right hand of the Father. But first, before he left, he called in the asset. In John chapter 16, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, you can insert asset there, the helper, the asset will not come to you. If I don't go away, the asset will not come to you. But if I do go, I will send him to you. And of course, Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. I've said this before in different teachings and in our foundations class where we talk about the Holy Spirit, but the ministry of the Holy Spirit is actually a continuation of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Anytime you see the Holy Spirit moving or in the presence of God, the things that are going on should somehow point to either the person or work of Jesus, because the whole job of the Holy Spirit is to boast of Jesus. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will speak of me. I'm going to speak of the Father. The Holy Spirit is going to speak of me. When he sent the asset, when he sent the Holy Spirit came to continue the ministry of Jesus Christ. And in that ministry, he put the Holy Spirit inside of us. A couple verses real quick. Galatians 4 verse 6 says that God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. I'm going to give you three verses. Listen to this. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. Galatians 4, 6. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, Paul talks about how our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in us. Okay, the Holy Spirit is in us. 1 Corinthians 3, 16. Do you not know that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit and that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in you? Remember, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the asset, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And of course, we know that he wasn't only sent to us, he lives inside of us. What Jesus is saying essentially is, and I want you to hear me, your initial connection with God has been made possible through me, through Jesus, through your Messiah. But your continual connection with God is made possible through the Holy Spirit. I hope you're hearing that. I want you to understand that. Our initial connection with God was made because of our belief, our faith, our trusting in Jesus, accepting him as Lord, believing in our heart that he is the Son of God, that he was born of a virgin, that he did come to this earth and live a perfect life, but he died a gruesome death that he didn't deserve. He died the death that we deserve. Okay. And we were reconciled through his death. The scripture says that we were brought near to God because of the blood of the Lamb. Our initial connection with God has been made possible through Jesus, our Messiah. But our continual connection to God is made possible through the Holy Spirit. He has been sent to us. He is an asset. And Jesus is saying this, and he was super serious about it. He told his disciples in John 14, he says, I'm going to ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. Okay, so here he uses the advocate. You can insert asset there. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, an asset to be with you forever. I love that. I don't know that I've ever seen this today, other than today. I was reading this, and this flashed like a sign of some sort, to be with you forever. I love that. And that goes back to our sermon in a sentence where the Holy Spirit is our helper and he never leaves, he never forsakes, he never withholds. He is with us forever. It goes on to say that the Spirit of truth, he's the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you do know him, for he abides with you. And here he says, very soon he will be in you. Remember, this is something that Jesus said before he went away. But he was telling them, I've put the call in the asset. In Acts chapter 5, and I believe this is an important verse. I don't know that I will be able to have time to break it all down tonight. But Jesus said, John baptized with water. But in a few days, very soon, he says, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is talking about the fulfillment really of Joel chapter 2, an event where God would pour out his Spirit on all flesh, the day when God would give his followers the gift of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people get caught up and all wrapped up in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, prophecy and tongues and all those kinds of things. Those are very, very important. Otherwise, Paul wouldn't have said, pay attention to these things. You don't need to be ignorant about those things. But sometimes we can focus so much on the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we forget that the Holy Spirit himself was a gift from God. And so this is an event where God poured out his Spirit on all flesh, it says there in Joel chapter 2, and the followers of Christ received the gift of the Holy Spirit. That moment in history when God made the full and continual power of the Holy Spirit available to everyone who would call upon his name, everyone who would become followers of Jesus. And let me say it really plainly. The Holy Spirit is the asset that we need. I don't know that I can say it much plainer. The Holy Spirit is the asset that we need, especially right now. And even as I say that, some of you are probably at home nodding your head and maybe even some amens there on your couch or your lazy boy recliner. Doesn't mean that you're lazy, but you are comfortable right now. And so God bless you in your comfort. But we are living in uncertain times. That's a phrase that I'm hearing a lot from pastors, from politicians, from everyone. These are times of uncertainty. There's a lot going on that we don't know. There's a lot ahead of us that we don't know what's going to happen. The good news is that God knows. God knows. He's not ignorant. He knows everything. In 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 11, it talks about this, and here's what I love, because it says that the Spirit, the asset that we've been given, knows the thoughts of God. So God knows what's going on. Even though it's uncertain times for us, God knows what's going on. And Paul says that the Spirit knows the thoughts of God. He knows what is going on in God's head, his plans, and what he plans to do. And it says that the Holy Spirit helps us to know the very thoughts of God. So when we're plugged in and we're accessing the asset, we can know who to be. We can know what to do. We can make good, wise, godly, righteous decisions, even in the midst of all kinds of craziness, whether that's craziness that's going on now or craziness that could happen 5 years from now. I'm saying these things to you now, and again, in the middle of uncertain times, but this could all clear up in 3 or 4 months or 3 or 4 days or 3 or 4 weeks, and we can get back to normal. But guess what? That doesn't nullify the fact that we still need the wisdom of God, because this is an uncertain time, but Scripture says there are going to be times coming that we can't even fathom, but he will be speaking to those that belong to him. The Spirit knows the thoughts of God and helps us to know them. Okay? That sounds like, to me, a good asset to have in our lives. And I think you would agree with me. Remember, I said that an asset is something or someone that has unique abilities, okay, that can be called on at any given point and can be counted on. When the asset is called, you can be confident that the asset is going to eliminate whatever is threatening us, okay? And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to, again, point out that there's a lot of things that are threatening us right now. These times, our peace is threatened. Our joy is threatened. I've talked with a lot of people who their hope seems to be waning, and it's not good when our hope starts to fail. And so there's a lot of things being threatened right now, not to mention jobs and lives. And so I wanted to focus really quick. This isn't going to be anything you've probably never heard, but I wanted to focus on the abilities of our asset just really quickly, because I think it's going to encourage you. I've been ministering to people with these things right now, abilities of our asset. This is the first time I've called these things this. But these are abilities of our asset, abilities that the Holy Spirit has that we can count on to get us through times of difficulties, and things that he will never withhold from us, okay? Number one, Scripture says that the asset comforts, that the Holy Spirit comforts. Again, I'm not going to dwell too much on these. I'm not going to teach on these, but I'm going to bring them up. He comforts. One of his ability is that he is a comforter and he's really good at it. In John 14:6, again, he says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. That word helper can also be translated comforter, that he may be with you forever. He never withholds, never leaves. He's a comforter. A lot of people are needing comfort right now. There's people that are losing jobs or they're being laid off for a season. I have friends, we have people in our congregation that have lost their jobs this week, and that's a very discouraging, disheartening time. And guess what? They need comfort. They need comfort from us or their peers, their friends, their other members of the body of Christ, but they really need the asset. They need to call in the asset because he is able to comfort the heart, comfort the soul like no one else. He is our comforter. You may need comfort. There may be something going on in the midst of all this or something that's not even related to anything dealing with the virus. I talked to someone in our congregation just yesterday whose grandfather, whom he was very close to, passed away. And he's in a real serious time of grief. And you could hear it in his voice. You could sense it in the conversation. And I just encouraged him that the Holy Spirit is the comforter and to lean in. Scripture also says that an ability of our asset is that he counsels. He's the counselor. John 14, 26, later in that verse, it says, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He is the counselor. I love that he will bring all things to your remembrance. I was doing some premarital counseling with someone just yesterday, I believe. No, it was Wednesday night. And the bride-to-be was talking about how, though she knows very little about Scripture, she's somewhat new in the faith, you know, several, maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't know exactly how long she's been a believer, but relatively new in the faith. And she was telling me this, but she says, it's amazing when I get into conversations how things that I didn't even know I knew will come up, and I'm able to minister and I'm able to encourage and I'm able to do that. It's because inside of you lives the Holy Spirit, the asset. And one of his unique abilities is that he is a counselor. He brings to remembrance the things that we've heard, and at the right time, we're able to use those things. And so he comforts and he gives us the ability to comfort. Scripture said he's also a guide, that he guides us into all truth. John 16, verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Man, I don't know if there's ever been a greater time in history where we need the truth. The truth of God and his word is one of the greatest things being attacked right now. People are looking to politicians or to blogs or to anything that they can to grasp and grab hold of something that will anchor them. But there's only one thing that'll get us through to the end. There's only one thing that remains for eternity, and that's the truth. That's God's word. And so he guides us into the truth. If there's questions that you have, maybe even questions about God in this time, in this difficult season, and you're like, what do I do? Where do I turn? Listen, I'm going to encourage you to turn to the Word of God, because inside of the Word of God is where truth is found. It will guide you. It will lead you. We stood earlier holding our Bibles up saying that his Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. It only ever illuminates. And that is the Spirit inside of us that will bring that to being. He guides us into truth. Scripture says, and this may sound funny as an asset, but it truly is. And Scripture says in John 16, verse 7 through 11, it talks about how he convicts the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. I've been hearing all kinds of testimonies that during this season of hardship, a lot of people are turning to the Lord because they've heard the truth, they've had seeds sown, and they are looking for answers. They realize that that they are far from the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is working inside their lives, inside their hearts, and people are turning to the Lord. People that have been walking away from the Lord and on their own and just living all kinds of lives that don't glorify God, they've been repenting and coming back to the Lord. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. The asset is working. The asset has been called in, the Holy Spirit. I love this one. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It says, in the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. And there's probably a really long and deep and theological teaching right there. But let me just say it simply. The Holy Spirit himself intercedes. That's what Scripture says. The Holy Spirit, and of course we know that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father also interceding. So Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and I'm sure God too, is rooting us on. They are rooting us on. They're interceding for us. They are praying for us. You think you're going through a difficult time, and you are. And I am, and we all are. Guess what? We have God himself, Christ himself, the Holy Spirit himself, praying for us, interceding, believing that the power that has been put inside of us will get us through difficult times. And not just get us through where we're surviving, but to where we are thriving. And the last one I wanted to bring attention to as I kind of wind down and shift a little bit is that he draws. He draws, and I don't mean that the Holy Spirit is an artist and he has a pencil set with a sketchbook and all that, although he probably does, you know. What I mean is in John 6, verse 44, it says that no one can come to me. This is Jesus talking. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. Now, in the scripture, it says that it's the Father who draws them. But I believe that it's part of the role, job, description of the Holy Spirit. One of his unique abilities is to woo those who are far from God to him. That the Holy Spirit is the one that God says, Holy Spirit, I'm calling in the asset. I remember the day that God called in the asset and drew me to him. And this overwhelming desire to know God, to follow him, and I made a decision to follow Christ. I put my faith in him. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. Now, I want to shift gears just a second as we kind of wind down and give you something to think about and work with this next week, something to focus on. It could be very easy for us to get caught up in our recliners and our Netflix that they're giving cool movies to us for free, I heard today. Actually kind of excited about that. But my point is, we need the asset. We need these abilities of the asset in our own lives. We need him to comfort us and counsel us and guide us into truth and convict us of sin. We need him interceding and praying for us. We need him drawing us closer to the Lord. But can I just say that so does the world. The world needs these unique abilities of the Holy Spirit. Earlier I said that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is a continuation of the ministry of Jesus Christ. I firmly believe that. Let me add something to that. Our ministry, what God's called us to be, what God's called us to do, the gifts that he's given us, those spiritual gifts there in 1 Corinthians 12 that it says that the Holy Spirit distributes to the body of Christ. Those things have been given to us because our ministry is a continuation of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And it's important that we engage in that ministry, that we let the asset flow in us, but also flow through us. Listen, the people around us, our friends, our family, our coworkers, our neighbors, people that we're running into that are trying to get as much toilet paper as we are from the grocery store. Listen, these people, they need the comforter. They need the counselor. They need to be guided to truth. They need someone praying for them. They need someone to lead them to the Lord. That's our ministry. When Jesus, the last thing he said before he left this earth, one of the last things he says, I want you to go into all the nations, baptizing people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But he also said, but don't go until you have received the gift from on high, until you've received the Holy Spirit. Because any effort that we give without the power of the Holy Spirit, it'll fall flat on its face. But with the Holy Spirit, There is power. Peter said that his divine power has given us everything that we need for life and godliness, to live the way we're supposed to live, but also to help others. So you could say it this way: when we reach out, all of a sudden, we're an asset. We're an asset to the world. We're an asset to the body of Christ. You are an asset to the body of Christ. You are an asset to your neighbor, because the Holy Spirit lives in you, dwells in you, moves in you. His divine power has given you everything that you need to be a force upon this earth. Accessing our asset. I wished I had time to share more, but let me just close by saying it's very easy for you to access the asset. Jesus himself said, all you got to do is ask. And God himself will not hold this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit from you. All you have to do is ask. God's not in the business. He's not in the habit of giving bad things when we ask for good things. Hopefully you want good things. Look to the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God. And all these other things that you're interested in or hoping for, these things will be added to you as God understands your need and timing. I said the Holy Spirit is our helper, and he never withholds. Of course, this is echoing something that we know and have read and perhaps even memorized from Psalm 84, verse 11, where it says that the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. And it says, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. My encouragement to you this week is to seek the Lord like never before. This is a time to press in, not back down. Seek the Lord in everything. Pray, worship, read your Bible. Maybe you can't meet publicly like this, but you can meet with one or two or just your family. Pray together, worship together. Watch these services as we do them online for as long as we have to do those. Hopefully it won't be very long, but we will do this right here. We will bring encouragement and scripture as long as we need to. And I want you to know that our elders and our leaders are praying for you. We are asking God every day for creativity, for wisdom, for discernment on how to keep our congregation encouraged. And you may be watching this and you're like, man, I didn't even know this church was here in Tyler. And you found the link or somebody told you about it and you're watching this and you need a place to connect. Earlier you heard Melissa talk about how you can do that in our life groups. They're going to be meeting via Zoom and video conferencing until this is all blown over. But I encourage you, just as she did, go to the website, check out our life groups, download Zoom, and get involved. Get encouragement. I want to pray for you, and I want to bless you. And if you have any questions or comments or needs, please let us know. All of our information is on the website, our email, our phone numbers, and we will contact you back as soon as we can. So, Lord, I pray for everyone who's watching right now. I pray that you would minister every need. I pray that as each person begins accessing their asset like they never have, leaning on, depending upon the Holy Spirit like they never have, that you will be faithful to your word where you said, those who draw near to me, I will draw near to them. And thank you, Lord, that you are our helper, Holy Spirit, and that you never withhold any good thing. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Looking forward to worshiping with you again via live stream next week.